Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. Devlin Eden back in the studio with us. And Devlin, a very popular thing when it comes to cycling is the coffee stop or the sort of coffee ride. But, you know, you sit down, you're at a lovely coffee shop. What comes with coffee? There's these pastries, there's all these sweet treats that are often on offer. But looking at that, is there anything you should be looking to avoid? Maybe a guy gets some sort of scrambled eggs at the same time with a bit of bacon possibly. Are there sort of things that you could land up eating that are going to affect you when you then want to resume your ride?
I think with this one, and as you mentioned, being quite a popular thing now, the coffee shop on the ride. Firstly, let's just determine what is the goal of that particular ride. So are you out on a training ride or are you out on a social ride with the guy? So if it's more of something social, for sure, have a cup of coffee, spend some time there. If you're out more on a training ride, the first thing I want to say, though, is don't make that stop too long. Unless it is towards or at the very end of your ride, then sit, have a cup of coffee, have a breakfast, what have you. But it is important that if you're at a halfway point and you're on a training ride, the purpose of the training is you're trying to get gains out of that training session. Don't make the stop too long. That's just the first point. And then things to avoid. So we did touch on a previous podcast with caffeine intake, so I'm not going to go into any detail there. But having what to have with the coffee. So you mentioned pastries and that. It's important that you obviously, one, being the nutrition on the bike in your training ride, but two, if you're having a midway coffee stop and you start taking in any sort of pastries, anything with a lot of sugar and the simple carbs and that, it is important to note that you are going to have a little bit of a spike in your energy and your glycogen stores. So what will tend to happen then is if you're not maintaining that going forward in the rest of your ride, you might hit a little bit of a slump or hit a little bit of a wall towards the end of the ride. So I just think it's important that we don't take in too much sort of sugary stuff. And then in saying that as well, don't eat something that you're not particularly used to. So remember, we're on a training ride and you might be riding with energy bars or gels and something that you are used to. And now suddenly, out of nowhere, you do a coffee stop and you're going to have a heavy breakfast and some bacon and what have you. You then tend to find that you're going to feel very sluggish getting started again. One, you're going to have to wait for that food to be prepared, so it makes the stop a lot longer. And then secondly, if it's something that you're not used to and you need to get back on the bike for another 2 to 3 hours going forward, you're then going to just find that you might pick up a bit of gastrointestinal issues, a little bit of discomfort on the bike. So it's just something to keep in mind. Don't do anything that you're not used to. I would just mainly stay away from the sugary things and high excess fatty foods.
Well, Devlin, they do say mountain biking's the new golf, but there is no need for a stop at that halfway house. So thanks again for some very valuable advice from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz. We'll catch up with you again in a couple of days' time with another great question revolving around the great sport of cycling.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.